With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 12/28/18, and just a couple more days left of the year, and all sorts of goodies are coming out now. I don't know if you saw it, but effective the first of the year, hospitals are going to have to post their prices and justify them. And somebody who knows an awful lot about that is Dr. Elena George out of Atlanta. Hey, first, though, and foremost, as always, be a part of the show and write us. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, Dr. George, welcome back and exciting news.
It is. Thank you for having me back. I mean, finally, we're getting some pushback on the, you know, the opacity of the healthcare system. One of the things that we talk about on the show when I come on is the fact that it's such a disparity between what people pay when they pay cash versus what they pay when they use their insurance plan. And the hospitals have been a major culprit in healthcare costs, or the high healthcare costs that we're all experiencing.
Mm-hmm. You could even say they are the major, well, them and the drug companies and everybody else, I guess, but the biggest slice of your healthcare dollar, at least for elderly people, goes to the hospitals, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that people have always had a problem with, I think, is that idea of you have to have the service in order to find out how much it costs. Like, yeah. You can never find out how much it is before you have it. And that doesn't make any sense. They know what the cost is. They know how much it costs for a radiologist to read a report or to read a study, how much it takes for it to be dictated. They should be at least able to tell you exactly an estimate, reasonable estimate of what it would cost. And they don't do that.
You
have all these hidden fees.
Yeah, you go to get a mortgage, right? You go to get a car. You go for all of these big ticket items, with the exception of a college education, then you never really know what it's going to cost. But if you're going to buy a house and get a mortgage, there's all sorts of crazy disclosures, especially if you're in California, how much interest they're going to charge, what the fees are going to be, what those fees are for, and nobody can be getting paid off by anybody else. But for hospitals, it's always been a lack of transparency, and I never understood how they can get $100 for a couple of Tylenols. How do they justify that? Like, I know they're inefficient. I know they don't know what they're doing and they don't know how to run their businesses for the most part. I think that's fair to say. But how do you justify $100 for a couple of Tylenols?
Well, you know, I used to think that they were, you know, they kind of in the dark and inefficient, but I'm not so sure about that anymore. As you know, I have a show called Medicine on Call, and I had a guest on last week who talked about how the price structure is made. You know, this is a system based on supposed discounts, and there's middlemen all throughout the system. Pharmacy has the PBMs, the pharmacy benefit management companies, and the hospitals have the GPOs, or the group purchasing organizations. And what these middlemen do is they buy the equipment, you know, the medication, et cetera, and they mark up the price. And then they tell the hospitals that we're giving you a discount and everybody gets a percentage of how much is discounted. So throughout the entire healthcare system, there's this pressure to keep the prices as high as you possibly can, claim you're giving someone a discount, and then make money on the supposed discount that you got. So there's never been any pressure downward. It's only upward. Now I kind of understand. So if that aspirin is $2 from the big pharma, right? And it's generic.
Even that's outrageous.
They can charge
$2 is 20. Outrageous.
I mean, they can mark it up as much as they want. And everybody's getting a kickback. And that includes the administration to the hospital.
Yes.
So they're keeping the money in-house, the CEOs, the administrative structure, but they're not passing that to the patient at all. The patient is paying on both ends. It's completely, it's corrupt. There's no other way to put it. And unless in Congress makes this illegal for this practice to happen, nothing will change.
Yeah, it's time. Could you imagine if you open a hospital and you said, we're not going to rip anybody off. We're just going to charge cost plus 10%, all right? Any cost that we have, if the aspirin, you know, look, two aspirin really don't cost anything. There is zero cost involved. Two Tylenol, two ibuprofen, because a bottle of 100 costs you $3.50, $4. So maybe they cost 4 cents each. And we'll charge you 6 cents. All right. We'll be happy we'll charge you 0.4 cents. So 0.8 for two of them. So we'll round it off to a penny. We're going to charge 25% markup on the aspirin, which in many business, 25% markup would be fine. We just have to go back to soon to be former Governor Rick Scott of Florida. And he was the head of a for-profit chain of hospitals, and he had a very bad memory, and he was being deposed. His company was criminally charged. He pleaded the fifth 150 times, which evidently doesn't really disqualify you from public service. Just means, I don't know what it means, but it doesn't. Once upon a time, that would have been the death knell of his career. And now, you know, the guy is going to be senator. So if anybody knows how to rip off the system and should know how to fix it, Rick Scott should be our guy, shouldn't it?
You would think.
Yeah.
Just like Catherine Sebelius, who was, you know, heading the, what was it, some sort of insurance industry. I think she was the insurance commissioner.
Yeah.
She should have been in a position to never let Obamacare get to the point that it got to, where the insurance companies now are too big to fail. And they're becoming, or have become, a monopoly. Now they're actually in business with the pharmacy benefit management companies and the pharmacies. Mm-hmm. So there are big silos where all the money is kept in-house. So it's complete. Yeah. It's, I don't understand how this can happen. What happened to antitrust? What happened to some diversity and some competition? The system is built on crony capitalism, and it's wrong because it's on the backs of the patients.
You know, these hospitals must have multi-million dollars, some of them billion-dollar slush funds, where it's money that they don't have to treat as income yet, but it is a payment, and then they go and sue people who can't afford to pay for their medical bills. I mean,
you know, they're supposed to be giving free care, Carrie, and they don't do it. Now, if you're an independent doctor who owns a surgery center, you have to give, I think it's 4% of the care you give has to be completely free. Otherwise, you can't be certified. I don't know what goes on with the hospitals, but they don't do that, you know, and that's a major problem.
So totally over the top corrupt. It's amazing. So what's stopping somebody from starting a hospital that will actually give the government and the patients a fair deal? Why can't that happen?
Well, I think we had them. They were doctor-run hospitals, and they were run out of business because of Stark Law and all sorts of other regulations that were designed to kick them out of the system so they could not be competition. This is a corporate-driven healthcare system now, and the Affordable Care Act made it an ingrained structure so that the government was pushing people to buy something that they couldn't afford. God forbid we ever move to Medicare for All, because it would double down on this, on the worst aspects of our healthcare system. And it would mean less coverage, more cost in the form of taxes now, not in premiums, but taxes. It would be a bottomless pit where they're just taking money from folks and barely giving them care. There's actually an article that just came out about seniors. Remember, I don't know if you've ever mentioned on your show, but one of the regulations of the Affordable Care Act is that if you get admitted under Medicare mm-hmm. with a diagnosis and you get discharged and then readmitted with the same diagnosis within 30 days,
right.
Medicare won't pay for it.
Right.
What they're finding now are those patients are dying because they're not being admitted in a timely way because of what the Affordable Care Act did
really?
To the hospitals and the patients. So there's always a cost to this. If the doctors and the patients aren't allowed to access a system with, you know, unimpeded, and someone else is putting the pressure on it to get you out, treat you, street you, this is a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. I had no idea that that was actually happening. That's just criminal because there's no profit incentive for the hospital. They won't take you back. I had heard they were like shifting diagnoses and changing them around mm-hmm. and all that. So that's why they're in such a hurry to get you the heck out of there. Plus, they're getting a flat fee. So every day you stay there longer, it's costing them money. And they're losing
exactly.
money effectively. So
that's the main problem with capitation. They're given a certain amount of money at the beginning of the year, and they only make money based on the care that they don't give. Every time you give a CT or do a CT, do a lab, the hospital's losing money technically because they're mm-hmm. providing care. This is a very peculiar incentive. They're incentivized to not give care. That's not mm-hmm. Who comes up with that? Someone who's not a doctor. Someone who's not a patient, that's who comes up with it.
Wow. Yeah, someone who's got a lot to gain as well, right?
I mean, correct. Follow the money.
Taking money literally out of the patient's care, and it's going in their own pocket. So, so we always like to talk about solutions. Is this the start of a solution when you start, you can go online and see every hospital's charges?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Egypt is on the verge, once again, becoming a world-renowned gold producer. The Golden Age is being rediscovered. For millennia, ancient Egyptian kingdoms prospered from unparalleled riches. Pharaohs built their empires and flaunted their abundant wealth that was made possible by the country's resource-rich gold deposits. Despite this rich history, modern Egypt remains one of the most underdeveloped gold mining countries in the world. Aton Resources is at the center of the modern Egyptian mining world, diligently working both as the only public exploration company in Egypt today and as the advocate for mining reform with the Egyptian government. However, those that arrive early, like Aton, will reap the best rewards. Aton's discovery of the legendary lost mountain of gold at Radruin and its current aggressive drilling program there could potentially reap those rewards. Aton Resources is focused on its 100% owned Abu Marwat concession in the Arabian-Nubian Shield, located 200 kilometers north of Sentimen Sakkari's world-class gold mine. Aton possesses first-mover advantage in the underfollowed jurisdiction of Egypt, which is currently undergoing mining reform. To stay on top of Aton's latest drill results and news, go to AtonResources.com. Aton trades on the TSX-V under the ticker AAN and on the OTC under the ticker ANLBF.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
I think that's the beginning, because then you can become a consumer, a healthcare consumer. I'd like to see that expanded. So not only should the hospitals have to list it, so should the surgery centers and the independent surgery centers. Because when you can compare apples to apples, how much is it going to cost to get my gallbladder out? Do I want to pay $35,000? Do I want to pay $8,000? You know, do I want to get my tonsils out for $2,500? Do I want to pay $10,000? Then the patients can actually make up their mind. Right now, they're incapacitated because they don't know. All they know is, I'm paying a premium, I'm paying a deductible, what am I getting for my money? And it'll make the system better, because if you're one of the big ticket items, you know, you're charging a lot of money, you're going to have to justify that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to tell people, what is a facility fee? That's on top of everything else you pay. Nobody even knows what that is. They just make it up. Let's see why you pay more to see a doctor whose practice is owned by a hospital versus a doctor whose practice isn't. Those are things that you need to start knowing. I can see that a doctor independent tomorrow, but I have mm-hmm. to wait 6 weeks to see one that's, you know, on the staff of or their practice is owned by a hospital. Why?
Yeah.
That pressure will drive everything to get better. Right now, the bottom line just keeps dropping. It's like limbo. How low can it go? And now that'll stop once people are able to actually become, you know, have control of their pocketbook. The next thing I'd love to see is the health savings accounts be unlocked from the insurance company. And I think the administration is working on that. So you can use health savings accounts for direct primary care, for Christian sharing ministries, anything health related, you're allowed to use your health savings account for. That would open up the system so patients will now have control of their money instead of the insurance company being empowered.
Huh, that's pretty interesting. So if you're actually going to be able to, rather than the company administer your account, you'll be administering it?
Exactly. And it'll follow you wherever you go. And I didn't know this, but again, in the show that I just had, I was told that you can do your health savings account and just save your money, use it for any healthcare related expense until age 65. Then it becomes your money to do whatever you want. So it is like a savings account that you can pass along to your family as well. You can use it as a retirement fund. A lot of things can go on when you control your own money as opposed to losing it every year if you don't use it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, you know, doesn't even roll over. That doesn't even make any sense. You're just losing money to this system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but isn't it amazing? You think you know what's going on, Dr. George? You're part of the system, and yet even you get surprised.
Ah, really?
Times,
yeah.
Right?
Well, that's what I call medical practice, right? So you can continue to be a student of your profession. Mm-hmm. And right now, the doctors who are on the front line are the ones who are trying to figure out how to work the system for our patients, to be advocates for our patients, so they continue to get excellent care, but they're not being gouged. That's mm-hmm. what we're into now. And I think patients are now getting wise and figuring out, hey, I can have a doctor who works with me, not against me. I can think outside the box. They're going to encourage that instead of trying to shove pills down my throat. These patients are getting a lot more savvy, and I'm so happy to see that.
Hey, and you know, that's in effect, to some extent, that's because of Obamacare, because it's made you have to become a more knowledgeable, self-empowered customer, if you will, because if you don't, you wind up getting no care at all because the deductibles are so insane. Everything else is crazy with these, with these Obamacare plans. And what do you do here? So you have no choice but to become empowered or perish, I guess.
Unfortunately, that's kind of true. And the good news is the administration they've worked within the bounds that they've had. But I have to say getting rid of the mandate was one of the most important things that really did gut the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, thank goodness. And hey, if this judge has his way, which I wouldn't count on, but if this judge has his way, then he's basically said the whole thing is unconstitutional because there's no mandate anymore and the system, the plan can't work. Therefore, we have to get rid of it. I mean, it's an interesting decision. I don't know that that he's really going to be able to pull it off in the long run, but let's all hope and pray that he does, right?
I think, you know, if the whole reason it went through is because it was considered to be a tax, as per Judge Roberts, Justice Roberts. So now that you're not taxed on it, that was the framework that held it together.
Correct.
It should fall apart, and they should uphold this this ruling based on their method for why it was passed in the first place. It was actually pretty ingenious. You used the thing that they said made it constitutional. Making that, you know, an unconstitutional should make the whole thing fall apart. They really have to do some somersaults to make this thing stand, in my opinion. But even if it stands, I think people at least are free because that mandate's gone. That's not coming back. And that's the good part. And now there's a whole second structure of healthcare delivery, which is online, growing the free market healthcare consumer side, that's finally going to be able to exert some pressure on the system. And ideally, I think it's going to be everything still available. If you want Affordable Care Act, you can have it. If you want to do Medicaid, Medicare, you should be able to do that.
Correct.
If you want to pay for your own health care, you should be able to do that. It should not be one size fits all.
We all agree on this, and it's so obvious. And yet, you know that it's difficult because there's so many people feeding off of this system, Dr. George, and making their money from it. So, you know, it's just, it gets shocking after a while when you see the inefficiencies, what happens here, and really just the corruption of it, that it's no longer about.
If Congress can get involved, Terry, and just do one thing, if they could do one thing, I'd ask them to repeal the safe harbor portion of the of their law. That's the portion that said that it's legal for kickbacks, for rebates, for these pharmacy benefit management companies to bill both sides of the healthcare system. They need to go. They don't do anything. They don't save anybody money, but the price gets jacked up every time they get involved. And if it wasn't legal, then this would not be going on. And that goes for pharmacy, for hospitals, for every piece of the healthcare, for insurance companies and ERISA plans. All of them are structured on this silly system that is based on graft and greed. They need to go.
So you're so correct, as always. And I always learn so much from you, Dr. George, like this whole shadowy world of middlemen being the cog that holds together our medical system.
Mm-hmm.
There's something really wrong with that, isn't there? It just should not be the case, right? I'm not imagining.
These are people
this,
who, it's horrible. These people don't provide health care. They're outside the system, literally like bloodsuckers sucking out whatever they can get. And they're not necessary. Just like the insurance companies who become, you know, we need you for every single part of the healthcare dollar. You don't. Insurance companies are needed for big ticket items, not the first dollar of healthcare. And when they inserted themselves there, they took control of the system. We need to have, a light needs to be shined on it, and then we need to stop it.
That's a great point. Well, as always, Dr. George, it's great having you on, learning about things. We're going to update our 11 medical hacks out there. If you haven't gotten that one yet, though, definitely email us, kl@carrylutz.com. You can save thousands. I've saved over $50,000 just from one of the hacks on that list. So you really need to take a look. And Dr. George, just tell us where we find you and how we can listen to your to your podcast and check out your website.
Sure. You can go to Dr. D.R. Elena, E-L-A-I-N-A, George, like the man's name, .com. And I've made it basically a one-stop shop. So you can get my book, Big Medicine. You can listen to my podcast. You can subscribe to iTunes and also read my blogs.
All right. Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And we'll talk to you again soon. Happy and a healthy new year to you and yours.
Thank you. Same to you.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.